This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3257 for Tuesday the 26th of January 2021. Today's show is entitled, Lack of Diversity in Linux and Other Open Source Communities. It is hosted by Swift110, and is about 12 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I consider some reasons that there is a lack of diversity when it comes to open source communities.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Swift110, and today I thought I would talk about Linux and the open source community as a whole, and the concern about there being a lack of diversity within the open source / Linux community. And first, I'll give a little background about myself. Despite how I may sound, I am black. I'm black and I'm proud. Say it again, I won't. But I thought that'd be funny to kind of start this off with that introduction. But being black and being a person that is actually that's in love with Linux and the open source community in general is a bit of an anomaly. You don't normally hear about black people on various podcasts. You don't see us write many articles about Linux and open source in particular. And that can be for several reasons. One of the reasons is that people are not exposed to open source or Linux. The open source community as a whole. And you might scratch your head and think, well, how is it that something's not accessible to something when it's free? Doesn't that sound crazy? Yeah, sounds crazy to me too. How can something be free not be made widely available to a particular community? Bonkers, right? It's bonkers. But you know, in the course of my life, I've always been the oddball when it comes to what I like. Some of the things that I enjoy doing are hiking in the woods. I love gardening. I love Linux. Have I come across too many other black people that are in those things? No. In fact, I've been made fun of my entire life for what I like doing. And so, as one podcaster mentioned, it does take bravery to step outside of what is considered normal. To bust out of the box that society tries to put us into. Well, you're black. Why do you like hiking? Like, people look at me like a weirdo when I say that I like going in the woods and hiking. I mean, you would swear that I was saying something bad. I mean, there are people that would expect me to go somewhere and sell drugs or something, or go play basketball. You know what I mean. But you want to go and learn about nature? You're a black guy and you're a member of the Maryland Native Plant Society? Are you serious? And yes, I'm aware that in many of these spaces, I am indeed the token black guy. I'm aware of it, but I don't care. I don't need people to look like me to feel comfortable. But maybe, just maybe, I'm an anomaly where that comes to play. You know, I'm not crazy. I'm just a little unwell, I promise. But it doesn't bother me as much to be in environments where people don't look like me. In fact, I find it very intriguing. And part of the reason I find it intriguing is because people have expectations of me because of the color of my skin, and I get this great delight from proving them wrong. I'll tell you this story. It has nothing to do with Linux and open source, by the way, but it does. You'll see how it connects in just a minute. So, I used to work in an arboretum in Baltimore, Maryland. And here I am. And mind you, I'm in the middle of a city that's 60% black. But when you look at the people that are in charge, those offices are held by people that are white. Ding, ding, ding. See a similarity? The people that are cutting the grass, doing the menial labor, they're black. But the ones in the offices, the ones that are in charge are white. What kind of mess is this? In a city that's 60% black. And so one day, I'm weeding under the tree's called. It doesn't really matter. Anyway, I was doing my work, and I was told by my boss, lovely lady, by the way, awesome person, I mean, and she was telling me that the Maryland Native Plant Society was doing a hike, a nature hike, and she thought it'd be great for me to go. Okay, I was happy. And so there I am, standing in the mansion. And I'm telling you exactly what went through my mind. I am the only black person here. And again, in a city that's 60% black people. You know, so just looking at the numbers, you wouldn't expect it to be, especially where I am. If you cross the street, there's a major hospital. And there's plenty of black people over there. All you gotta do is cross the street, and it's a whole different world. Don't you dare close your eyes. And, hey, I don't know how that happened. Anyway, but this older white lady looked at me and says, well, what are you doing here? And I was so excited about being on a nature hike because I love being around nature. I'd rather be in nature than be in the hood with my boys. You know, I'd rather be in nature and hear the birds chirping. I'd rather learn about native species that live in the area. So we start on the walk. How did I respond to her, by the way, before I get off topic with that? I don't even remember what I said. But I was there for the same reason she was there, or so I thought. You know, and I'm going to give her the benefit of a doubt, but she might have meant something by that. Who knows and who cares? She's not, to make my point, she's not the reason I went on that hike. I didn't go on that hike looking for other people that look like me. I went on a hike to learn about plants that are native to Central Maryland, to the Eastern Seaboard. I'm not here for you. I'm here for the plants. And I think that's part of the issue when it comes to the open source environment, is that people sometimes see a world dominated by white people and they feel uncomfortable. I don't see anybody that looks like me. Well, if you don't get in the water, so to speak, there will never be people that look like you in that particular area. There has to be somebody to so-called break that color barrier. And if it's me, fine. If it's not, fine. But I don't care. And that's the point. other people clearly feel differently. But even though we're talking about something that's free, and I'm back to open source, it's not presented and it's not made available where the people who could probably use it the most have access to it. Somebody that has limited computing resources in an area could really use Linux. You know, when I started using Linux, I was broke as crap. I was unemployed, and I needed something to use on my computer that would, you know, make different programs available. Linux opens up doors for people that are poor. And not to say that all black people or people of color are poor, but it makes it more available when it's in the places where people are. And so there's a factor. You know, these are things to think about in this world of open source. But had I not been different, had I not been a type of person to think outside the box, I may have never started using Linux. In fact, there's a lot of things that I would have never started doing if that was my concern. And so what I feel is that this is more than just one issue. It's not an issue of people not necessarily being welcome. Part of it's an issue of them feeling welcome. They don't feel comfortable in an environment where there are no people or very few people that look like them. They don't feel like they have anything in common with individuals they see. And that's sad. And so part of it is the responsibility of us in the open source community. But you know what? Part of that responsibility falls upon the person for not being willing to step outside their comfort zone. Because what if this person is focused on learning Linux and not on the people in the Linux community already? And then this person does that and this person does it. Well, if that happens, it's almost an issue of what came first, the chicken or the egg. Just be that person in that environment. Other people will see you, and then more and more people come. And so that's really what I'm thinking when it comes to the open source community, podcasting, and all this stuff being inclusive when it comes to people that are not white males. Hopefully that explains my position on the matter, and I hope you all have a great night. This is with 110, and you'll be hearing from me soon. Take care.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.